White Crow Audiobooks, for truth seekers everywhere.
Conversations with Vincent van Gogh. Read by Andy Havel and Simon Park. Preface. The conversation presented here is imagined, but van Gogh's words are not. All of the words included here are his own, taken from his extensive, not to say remarkable, letter writing. The only alteration to his original words has been the occasional addition of a link word to help the flow. But no phrase is altered, and additions are rare indeed, never affecting either mood or meaning. After all, to discover the man and his meaning is the reason for this adventure. So this is original Vincent van Gogh, his phrases, expressions, thoughts, and feelings. Yes, even the description of the carpenter who withheld information, and the Anglo-Saxon comments on the sex life of Rubens. Introduction. As an up-and-coming artist, the Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh has allowed me to visit him at Auvers to talk about his life thus far. The respected art critic Aurier recently wrote of him in very favourable terms. And though I hadn't myself heard of him, if he is to become famous, I want to get in before the others. By way of preparation, I've done my research, talking with various people who've met him. When in Paris, I spoke with two artists who knew him there, and they gave me their impressions. First, Émile Bernard, painter and writer.
Red-haired, with a goatee, shaven skull, eagle eye, an incisive mouth. Medium height, stocky, without being in the least fat.